Good morning and happy Friday. We hope that your coffee is strong this morning, and we welcome you to the weekly financial news podcast with CrossShield. We hope you're ready to start your powerful financial journey. And don't worry, this is going to be fun. So today we have some amazing people joining us. We have Rudy Upshaw, who is our CEO of CrossShield. We have Amanda Hirschberger, who is one of our amazing coaches. And we have Nick Bowater, who is also one of our amazing coaches. And then we have myself, Stephanie Volkmer, who is the operations manager at CrossShield Financial. So today we have some really interesting articles. We found some not so reassuring articles. Unfortunately, we're going to talk about those quickly. But the first one is the Biden administration moves to remove medical debt from consumers' credit reports, but not from their wallets. So while this sounds good of, oh, we're going to remove some of the medical debt that you might be experiencing, unfortunately, that still means, according to this article, that you might have to pay. So Rudy, I would love to get some of your intro thoughts on this.
So, you know, it's so amazing when we have politicians in Washington that are doing things, you know, that on the surface looks like it's going to be a really good thing for us. It's so good. It feels good. It sounds good. You got to really kind of read in between the lines, right? And think about, okay, why is this actually happening? Whoops, I don't know who I am. Let me turn that upside down. There we go. So the debt is not going to go away though, right?
Yeah.
So the way the article kind of reads, when you look at it initially at the headline, it's like, oh, wow, my medical debt's going to go away. No, It's just not going to show up on the credit report. Now, it's a proposal. Yeah. It's not been approved. So I got to be really careful. Really kind of weird. Anytime a government official, anytime an elected official says we're going to do this for you, there's always a reason, right?
Exactly.
I personally, as a former banker, I don't think this is a good thing. I think this is a really, really bad thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the face of it, yes, it may help improve the credit score. In fact, the article says it only on average is going to improve a person's credit score by 20 points.
That's nothing.
20 points in a credit score is nothing, burger. It is absolutely nothing. Why this is even news? It's because there's a political spin to it. There's a, hey, vote for me because listen. Our politicians, I'm going to stop short of saying they don't care about us. They really care more about the vote. They really care more about them being in power.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely nothing, okay? What it's going to actually do, it's going to create more confusion and chaos for people that are serious about getting their debts taken care of, getting stuff resolved, getting things paid and taken care of. Mm-hmm. It's going to create so much more confusion. We have clients that we work with that they have medical debts, but the medical debt may not show up on their credit report, but they're still getting billing. They're still getting invoices. Mm-hmm. They're still getting stuff.
Yeah.
This is not good. And there's really no justification for it other than to say, hey, look at me. We love you. Vote for everything that we're doing because we're for the common people, which is BS. That's my take on it. I could be totally off base. So,
well, and I really feel that it's also a very slippery slope because, oh, we're going to erase it from reporting to your credit, but you still have to pay. But that just means, oh, you can go and get a new car, or you can get another house, or you can get further into debt. And Amanda, I know that you, I know that both you and I have had some issues with the medical debt. So I'd love to get your thoughts on this as well.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I had a massive amount of medical debt, so many that I was hard to keep up, like with which one was which and which one owed where and all the things. And so like I had notebooks of these things because I had so many ones. And, you know, when we sort of hit that pinnacle point right before we started getting out of debt, it was really rough. And so I get the stress. I get when people see this headline, it's going to hit right in their heart zone that they're like, oh, really? Oh, that's going to make me feel so much better. But honestly, like Rudy said, it's take this with the tiniest grain of salt that you can, mm-hmm. because really, I mean, it's 2024. This is an election year. Realize that these things are coming out this year for a reason.
Exactly.
You know, there's a purpose behind that. So please just be aware, you know, mm-hmm. like be aware of what can actually help you and what people are doing to help themselves. And yeah.
Exactly. And Nick, you just put something in the chat. I'd love you to talk about that.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to be very careful too. Thing is, my primary profession here is working.
Go Nick.
I have a situation, Amanda. I have a large medical bills that come from my daughter going through leukemia treatment over the last 12 years. She's got to be $100 million baby at least. Thank gosh, we have Uncle TRICARE and paid for absolutely everything. 1 month though, she was in the NICU and she received prochymal cells that saved her life. I got a bill for 1 month in February for $5.4 million. And the hospital, I guess the billing code, because everything was pre-approved. So the billing code was one number off. So they rejected it, sent this, you know, Tech Sergeant Bowater, E6, making nowhere near enough to pay that. Over the years, I have a lot of experience like meeting parents that lose their houses, that are living in their cars while their kid is going through treatment in a hospital and they're living in their cars outside. Thank God that I was so blessed to have a job where they have phenomenal health insurance. So I know how appealing this is to people. Again, it's just off your credit report. It's not your debt. So exactly. I think this allows people like Amanda said, like to go get loans that they're not eligible for because they still have to pay on these debts. Yeah. And I just think, I'd rather the government pay off these medical debts for people that have to go through this stuff than pay student loans. At least this stuff I didn't voluntarily as an adult sign a contract for, you know?
Exactly.
It's not my fault, and it's definitely not, you know, Amanda's fault that these people in our lives get sick and get, you know, have to go through cancer. I know. If you're going to bail somebody out, you know, spend $200 million on this instead of sending it to countries that, you know, then I can start getting political spin. So, it's really hard for me because I'm mixed emotions, but I'm like, man, this is not a good thing. And I kind of agree with Rudy that it is a very political driven ploy, to get votes. And I'd caution people to think that this is a good idea.
And also, here's the thing, like in the article, it also says something about, it's very hard to get a car, hard to get a house loan, all this stuff with the medical debt. I came from the car industry where I sold cars. And I can tell you right now, if people told us, hey, we have medical debt, but we actually do need a new car, we were willing to work with them no matter what. We were willing to be like, hey, we're going to, no worries. Don't worry about that. Let's get you into a car that you can afford. And that way you can still continue to take your kid or your significant other to the hospital. And, you know, one thing that is a problem is that if people just look at the headline of this article, they're going to get really hopeful. Oh my gosh, my medical bills are going to be all taken care of. And that's not the truth. Unfortunately, you're still responsible for them, which is horrible. But, you know, it's one of those things that a lot of people suffer from the health insurance from, even if they have health insurance, they still have to pay several hundred thousand dollars, especially if they're going through something life-threatening. In my own life, one of my family members is going through this right now. And because of the insurance that they have, what she's going through is they're actually paying less than when my dad had his heart surgery 4 years ago. I don't understand it at all, but my mom's paid literally less than what my dad paid for his heart surgery 4 years ago. And I'm just like, health insurance is weird. But to Nick's point, if you are getting health insurance bills, please make sure that you're checking with your insurance that's the correct coding, because they might be sending you, trust me, worked in health insurance too. I have that background. I have quite a few backgrounds actually, but
I'm a very interesting person, Stephanie. I've
I
never
try.
applied for a car salesman.
You know what? That honestly is one of the jobs that people are shocked the most by.
Yeah, I
That
would never have guessed.
100%. But for insurance, they're dealing with numbers all the time. And so when they punch in codes, I was one of the people that worked in claims billing. And so people would call in and be like, why is it $6,000 for, a visit to the ER? And I'm like, well, did you ride in the hospital in the ambulance? You did? Okay, yeah, that's $2,000 right there. I'm sorry. But, just a simple decimal point can really deter it from being the correct thing. So always check your medical bills. That's kind of my little thing. So going into this next article, which kind of unfortunately goes a little bit with bills and the finance, is home equity is a near record high and tapping it may be tricky due to high interest rates. And Nick, I know you have a background in this, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, so this is I took some interest in this one a little bit. So yeah, my background, I had a few rental properties while I'm active duty. I bought a few rental properties using my VA loan. I did refinance a few times. I did a cash out refinance on one house and to do modifications on a house and end up making the money back. Right now that's really difficult to do. So right now there's higher interest rates. So when I did it, I bought and my interest rate actually went down. I went from like a 4.5 down to like a 2.75. So it made sense for me to do this. Right now, these banks are really, really pushing this stuff because the interest rates are so high. So they give us in this article, they give us a few options. They're using HELOCs, they're using HE loans, and they're using cash out refinances are the three vehicles mostly these people are using. And I was looking on the Federal Reserve Board publications. And they're using these mostly for debt consolidation because they're saying like most of these loans, especially like a cash out refinance, the interest rate may be at 8.5% for a cash out refi, but a credit card bill is 23%, interest. So these people are playing the game of interests. I've got like pros and cons and risks for each three, but I don't want to take up too much time. The point I want to make is that there's risks with everything. And especially when a bank is, this is a good idea, this is a good idea. Banks don't care about you. They don't care about putting you into a home. They care about making money. So you got to ask yourself, why are these so lucrative? And why weren't they pushing refis back when it was 2.5% or 2.25%? They were pushing these other things, right? You always run the risk of getting into a loan, pulling out equity, being charged interest on that equity, the sum amount, and then missing a payment, losing your house. Or you pull out so much money that the house drops in value. And when you sell the house, you owe money and you're kind of stuck. The likelihood of, depending on what market you're in, depending on what real estate agent you talk to, you might get a different story. You might get a different reaction. Again, real estate agents are great. Some of my, a lot of good of my mentors are real estate agents. But agents make money off selling houses, right? So yes, there are some very good real estate agents that will not push people into loans. I've interviewed a lot of them. I've used very few of them because I had to find these people that were like that. So be very careful about real estate agents saying it's hot market, get in while you can. You can refinance this, you can finance that. Talk to a lender and find a good, honest lender that are out there, and they will, especially people who have been doing it a long time that have seen interest rates from 30%, over the and then come down to this and then go back up. They're going to give you a much broader recommendation on what to do and whether you can afford it. I will say that there's fees and there's interest and it's just depending on what you're using it for, how financially stable you are, and what your budgeting is like, and how dedicated and disciplined you are. If you're just looking for cash to do fun things, stay away from these.
And Rudy, you just put some stuff in the chat. I'd love you to talk about the consumer debt levels because I just feel like that's so interesting regarding this as well. So
You're not going to let me put anything in the chat without calling it out, are you, Stephanie? Dang.
that is
Well, that's
part
what
of
it was
my
for.
job.
Man.
That is part of my
Preemptive,
job.
preemptive.
Ed Rude, Ed Rude. There you go. That's my new name. Hey, gosh, yeah, this is kind of a just a again, not to be scary, but We encourage our clients to really look at their net worth, look at where they are. And the net worth is really just a simple calculation in looking at the total assets, the things that you own, and subtracting the amounts that you owe, right? So your asset values minus your liabilities, and that's your net worth number. We encourage people to look at that because when households look at what their net worth number is, when these temptations come up to consolidate debt and use the equity that they have in their home, and in this season that we're in with this equity, it's real. It's not, it's not going to go away, but it's equity that's appreciated in a very short time post, I guess, during and maybe even post-COVID, where the value of our real estate, our home, has increased, not because we paid down our debt, but just because the market, the demand for the homes, the residential real estate, has increased, right? So it's not artificial, it's real, but it happened in spite of us, not because of us, I guess, in large part, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I anticipate, when I saw this article and read through, I really do anticipate that the banks are really the lenders. I'm not going to say the banks, but the lenders that are in this mortgage lending space, there's going to be a high desire for them to really promote this quite a bit. And so when that happens, it's going to, because in my career in the past, I did this as part of my job many years ago, right? We were heavily promoting home equity lines of credit, home equity loans. You've got all this equity. Hey, just go ahead and take out a loan, do some cash out, do some home improvements. There's going to be a high marketing pitch from the lenders to do this. It is so scary. I did make a note in the chat that we are at the highest level in our nation of consumer debt, and I think the
Yeah.
number is well over $17 trillion in total consumer debt. And credit cards are a big piece of that. So we're at a record high. Guess what? Again. So now we've got all this this debt that's out there. We've got equity that's been built in our houses. We're kind of at a place where, man, if we don't really know what our net worth number is, if we don't know what our goals are financially, it's going to be very, very tempting to consolidate a bunch of this credit card debt. We're going to talk about an article here in a little bit about easier ways to pay and making it simpler, right? So we're kind of in this season of our nation from a debt standpoint. Not only is our nation at the highest level of government debt that we've had, right? But even our consumers, it's a high. So it's actually pretty scary time, but it gives us an opportunity to educate people, to talk with them about these issues, to give them more truthful information without trying to sell them something or pitch a product or pitch a service or kick the can down the road. It's the reality of, hey, here's where you are today. Where do you want to go? And here's how you can get there without all these other things that are positioning a sale to them and vying for their hard-earned dollars. So anyway,
Exactly.
it's rant day for Rudy.
Love it. This is what it's for. I love this. It's like therapeutic.
Rudy had a lot of coffee this morning, so we are very happy about that. He's awake. We're good.
Yeah,
This
love it, boss.
this comment that Nick made in the chat is kind of terrifying me a little bit. About the VP promoting a HELOC to pay for student loan debt. But I thought they were forgiving it, Nick. Why would they be asking you to do
So
that?
again, Vice President was on a Today show. I can't remember exactly the platform, but she was promoting
Wait, Vice President of what?
of the
The Vice
United States of
President of your,
America.
oh, the United States. I see. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know.
So the vice president mentioned, and I'm just going to say what she said, so I'm going to refrain from
Bring
commenting, and you guys can do
it.
that.
Go for it.
So she was promoting parents taking out home equity lines of credit or cash out refinances or some vehicle to take out a massive cash amount, pay for their student to pay for their child's education. And then she said word for word, this is how generational wealth is built. And it's families helping younger generations and use the equity in your house to do this. And me and the president are gonna submit a proposal to make this easier for people to achieve. I'm gonna stop there.
Well, what she really
So
meant to say, Nick,
Oh no.
I think what she meant to say was, this is how generational debt is created.
Yes,
Guess
exactly.
what? You get to be slave to us forever and ever and ever.
Yep, a Dave Ramsey celebrity personality actually did, before I could even get out there on the Facebooks, there was he did a whole spiel on it, and I was like, thank you, Lord, for somebody else saying this before, I made a mess of my career and my retirement.
Well, but here's my thing. Okay, we were raised, my family was raised, you don't go into debt to go to school. If you're going to go to school, you work. It's not going to kill you. You take longer, you finish your schooling. My brother right now is working a full-time job and taking one class per quarter because he's paying for it by himself. And I think personally, first off, taking off a loan to pay for your student's debt is ridiculous. And that's just my own personal opinion. Don't do that. But also, it's no shame in having to go to a community college for 2 years. Like, I feel like so many students nowadays are wanting to go to a 4-year college because, oh my gosh, it's university. Listen, the first 2 years are basics. You literally are going to get the exact same education in a community college for cheaper than you are in a university. It's proven. I mean, we have TCC here, and they have a program that if you go to in the Tulsa area, if you're in the school from kindergarten through senior year, you get the first 2 years free as long as your grades are up. I mean, there are ways that you can
Perfect.
literally pay for school without going into debt. My job senior year was finding scholarships. I found a scholarship for $350 because I was considered a minority because I was left-handed. So I kid you not,
That's amazing.
it
That's
was a
amazing.
scholarship for left-handed people, and I was one of the few that applied for it. So they're like, yeah, here's $350. I'm like, okay. But I
Good for
literally
you.
I think I paid a total of like $350 or something like that my first semester, and that was mainly for textbooks. Oh, side note, get your textbooks used or find out after the first week if you're actually going to use your textbook, because I guarantee you 90% of your classes will not have you use the textbook, and you could go to the student library, which is on your campus, which is free, and you can photocopy those and not have to pay $400 for a textbook that hasn't changed.
I rent mine.
Yeah, exactly. Rent them, man. That's so much easier.
Already got
Or
notes in them. That's perfect.
exactly. Or find somebody who do a study group and have one person buy the book and everybody chip in and you all like share. I'm sorry. I'm very big on making sure that people don't go into debt for school, especially when you're 18 or 19 years old and you don't know what you want to do. Go to the community college, get 2 years basic, figure out what you want to do. I mean,
I'm 42 years old and I just found out what I want to
I
do.
mean, honestly, like it's no shame in taking longer. Who was it? J.R.R. Tolkien didn't write Lord of the Rings until he was in his 40s. Okay. So it's absolutely fine to not know what you're wanting to do. And if you want to go to school, just get the basics done. Then you'll kind of learn, hey, I think I want to do this. And Amanda, you've been kind of quiet on this. Do you want to give some of your thoughts on this one?
Rant, Amanda, rant. Me and Rudy already did it. Your turn.
Oh, I'm biting my tongue here because I'm so angry. I can't tell you how many times recently I've gotten on calls and I talked to people and I'm like, okay, well, they're listing their debts out to me and we're having this conversation. Oh, but these are fine. These are just, pay now later loans, or these are just this, or
Oh.
these are just student loans, or these are just this. It's not really debt. And we've
Caveat with that, it's absolutely dead.
Oh, it is 1,000%. But like, it's so normalized and ingrained now that they think that generational wealth is getting more debt. I mean, seriously? I mean, what? Are you kidding me? Are you? So yeah,
Oh my
the
goodness.
solution is to take out money for your kid who can get their butt to work, get
Exactly.
scholarships. I literally have somebody in my class right now that almost has his entire 4 years paid for, and he's, I think, a sophomore or something.
That's
And guess
amazing.
how he did it? Scholarships and going to work. And guess what? He doesn't work anywhere fancy. He works at KFC and Taco Bell, which I think is awesome. And I'm so proud of him.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
hard
Yeah.
working.
He was working
Yeah.
hard and he's working a thankless job and he's making it happen and he's getting his school paid for free. Guess how? Hard work. It's
Exactly.
the best thing you can teach your kids how to do is hard work and not
Exactly.
handing them something.
My wife did 6 years active
Goodness.
duty military, and then she got a GI Bill, and then she got a Yellow Ribbon program, and she went to Northwestern and like $108,000 master's degree paid for free.
Oh my goodness. And
Yeah.
she, when
She's
she
debt
did,
free.
she
She's
just
debt
worked
free.
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a different way.
Yeah.
And I
It's out
think,
there.
well, and I also think that it's so ingrained in our culture to have student loans or student loan debt when you graduate college that when I got my degree, people were like, well, how much do you have in your student loans? I'm like, I don't have anything. Thank you very much.
Like a
I'm good.
superpower.
I know. And they're like, how'd you do that? I'm like, it's called I work. I literally worked 40 plus hours a week doing full-time work and full-time schooling because I was like, I have to do this. I'm not allowing my parents to do it. And that also comes Gen Z. Hi, we're going to speak. I'm going to be your big sister for a minute, but that
Yes.
means that you have to work and it's okay to work and your parents don't need to pay for your schooling. It's absolutely fine to work. You might miss out on a couple parties, but guess what? In 4 years, you're not going to remember those parties. You're not going to remember the friends, so-called friends that you might make at those parties. What you're going to remember is what your dedication and hard work paid off for.
I think you
And
hit it on the. I don't mean to stop your rant. I don't mean to
yeah,
stop
no, go
your
for
rant.
it.
Sorry. No, but you're talking about personal responsibility. You're talking about delayed gratification, and you're talking about discipline.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
I think people that want loans really quickly, and I'm this was me before I got on the Dave train. I wanted it quickly. I wanted it now, and I was so consumed with everyone, all these talking heads on Facebook. And all these people, I'm not going to mention names because I don't want Rudy to get sued. But I think that is missing in today's society. And I think that
Yeah.
it is Dave Trent. I love it, Rudy. Dr. Jordan Peterson was talking about it. He's like, these are the things that build character in life. Those things that we just mentioned, they build character, they give us experiences, they give us depth, they give us
Exactly.
this feeling that we've accomplished something. And that's kind of like the essence of life, and humans are drawn to that, and that's what we're built for. We're not built for this easy, quick dopamine hits. That only leads to
Yeah.
it. And I've been
Exactly.
there, I've done it. I feel like I'm a recovering debtaholic.
Absolutely. And so talking about, wanting it quick and wanting it easy. Now, we did talk about the buy now, pay later loans. We've talked about it a couple times in some of our past episodes. One was, I believe, last week, and a couple weeks ago, we talked about them again. But now, Affirm buy now, pay later loans will be embedded into Apple Pay later this year, later in 2024. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I use Apple Pay just about every time I go to usually to go Quick Trip because it's so much easier. I don't have to pay my cash. I'm like, doo doo, here we go. I filled up my card because I do how I do it is I fill up a reusable gift card for my gas. And so I go in, fill that up, and that way I can pay at the pump without having $150 holding fee on my debit card. So using that, yeah, trust me, I've had too many of those holding fees. I do not like them.
What do you
So
do
we,
about that?
yeah.
I use it Apple Pay. It's connected to my debit card, and I use it to pay for parking. It's got one of those little barcodes every time I go downtown for an appointment. I didn't know, and I
See?
just have it connected to my debit card, but I didn't know there was a hold on it.
No, it's a hold on the gas station. Like if you pay at the
Oh,
pump, there's
got
between a $75 to $150 hold
it.
on your if you pay at the pump. So I always do like a reloadable gift card and then I pay at the pump that way. But
Very
Rudy,
good.
you had your hand up. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Yes, so Stephanie, my first thoughts for everyone and for our viewing audience is Stephanie, can you make that sound again when you go to pay with it that you did a while ago? What? Yeah,
Felicity
no, do it
recorded
again. Do it again louder.
that.
It
was like, I'm at the pump right now. Stephanie made the sound. That's so
Yeah,
cool. Hey, no, so the article talks about yeah, the Apple Pay, but it says, and it goes into a little bit of detail, Affirm. So Amanda, would you just update maybe our group here and the audience that's watching? What is Affirm for those that may not know?
Satan's spawn.
Yeah.
But for real,
Absolutely.
it's the no, I'm just joking, but
Not really.
not really. It's the, remember those little creepy, payday, like loans that you could get that were like 150% and you knew you were getting ripped off, but you were just super desperate and that's what you had to do. That's like this, but digital. It's that.
Easy.
It's that pretty much. And so what it does is it takes your payment that you're making for whatever it is and divides it up into multiple payments over time. So that way you have more time to pay it when you get hopefully more cash later, which is also, by the way, never a guarantee. And so nothing's ever a guarantee, just FYI. from my years of coaching, I found that nothing is ever a guarantee, period. Big period on the end of that one.
Death and choices, those are guaranteed.
So I can Affirm is everywhere. So is Klarna and some other. It is buy now, pay later. Okay. So I'm actually getting the product or the service. So I'm actually getting the full benefit of it right now, but I get to pay that purchase. Typically, it's over about four installments. It may be a little bit more than that, but I need to defer paying for it until later. Okay. So this is now attached to the Apple Pay. So it's going to be a seamless integration that when I go somewhere to make a purchase, and we don't know all the details about kind of what their plan is, but my guess is if I'm Affirm or if I'm Apple, I want to be able to offer that option on everything that I'm going to be using my Apple Pay for. And it's probably going to be a pop-up that says, hey, would you like to defer this purchase and make four or five or six payments over several months or several weeks or whatever it is, right? So I get that option. So if I am a consumer or a household that I don't have a budget document that says, here's what I'm going to tell my money to do, and here's how much I'm going to spend in certain areas. If I don't have that in my brain whenever I'm spending money on my Apple Pay, whatever it is, if I don't know that, guess what? I'm going to select, oh, yeah, I want to do that over four or five installments. Guess what? It's not just on one transaction or one service that I'm buying. It's going to be on everything that I purchase. And guess what? What people don't understand about these tools, and all they are is tools, but what they don't understand is I'm going to have a payment for every single service, every single transaction that I do, and it's going to be spread out over many months. So I'm going to have all of these transactions that are going to be coming due at certain times. It is going to be an abs. It's a mess now. It's going to be even more of a mess. And guess what? Whenever I do these things and my debts start racking, these are credit cards, is basically what they are. They're now regulated. These buy now, pay laters are regulated now like credit cards. So what's going to happen is I'm going to have all this debt that's going to rack up. I'm going to look down like, holy crud. I'm living literally now paycheck to paycheck now. And well, you know what? I've got this equity in my house. Yeah, exactly, Nick.
ask me why I have these.
I got this equity in my house. So I'm going to go and use this equity. I'm going to consolidate. But I'm still sucked into the this is like an addiction, guys. In my opinion, this is like an addiction. If I want it, I'm going to get it. I don't care how it has to happen, and I'm going to pay these little payments, and all of a sudden I'm going to be so screwed up financially that we're going to see bankruptcies, and we're going to see all kinds of stuff happening. And we've got our vice president of our United States saying, hey, going to debt, do all this debt stuff. I'm sorry. I just,
Exactly.
it is so scary, and it's so easy. So,
And
hey guys, we're
it's
going to be in business
such
forever because everyone's going to need what we do to help them get out of
Exactly.
the
Yep.
mess
Job
we're
security.
in. Anyway.
Well, and it's also such a slippery slope because the payments aren't a whole bunch of money. If you do it, one of my friends, bless her, but one of my friends did it for a pair of shoes that was $120. I wear $120 shoes, but I save up for them because my Doc Martens last for forever. But she did
Yes.
Klarna. The payment was $7.50, but she has to pay that for the next year and a half for these shoes. And that's not including the interest, because if you do not pay it off in a certain time, you actually get 29.99% interest, which is not specified anywhere except on the small print if it goes over a year for this. And I'm like, you could have just saved $7 off of your paycheck every time and gotten them by the end of the year. Like, that would have been easier. But, it's just, it's a very, because it's so small, people don't see that it's bad. And Amanda, you were talking about this earlier too. I'd love to get your perspective on this because I know how you feel about it, but I'd love to get your perspective for our audience.
Amanda's
Do you
perspective.
know how I feel? I do. I do
Amanda's
know how you
awesome.
feel.
I mean, numbers don't lie, people. Like, they just
Yeah.
don't. And I see people and they're like, oh, well, I'll just do it with this and then I'll do it with this. I mean, I'm especially in the summer. I mean, people are going on trips, people are doing this. We gotta have this. The kids gotta have organizers on their back seats, and they gotta have the monitor that holds their little iPad so that way they're not arguing over who can see the movie better. And we've got to have this. And so we'll just put it on that and then we'll worry about it when we get back. Because, and then so those $20 increments, times 10 have added up and now we're at $200. And, it just, I see it all the time and it breaks my heart for people. I'm tired of finding new ways to hurt our people when they put in the news on one hand, we're over $1 trillion in consumer debt. And then, hey, let's just keep making it worse. And making it harder for people to dig out of their hole and saying, hey, let's come up with solutions to help people get out of this mess, even when they are on limited incomes. What can we do to help them, not hurt them? And so let's stop feeding them what we think they want to hear and actually help people. Because doing that and offering these types of things is not helping our people. It's helping the companies that are making billions of dollars. And that's, we're part of a consumeristic society. I'm glad that people, have the freedom to do that. And I have the freedom to build my own business. I'm really excited about that. But we need to educate everybody to tell them this is not help, this is harm. And we're trying, please let us help you. We really do want to help you, not harm you, and make this situation even worse. And this is one of those things that is just so easy to make it worse. Like, I studied very heavily and I keep studying and finding, trying to find new studies. Most of the studies are currently in Europe and in that area, so I can't find as much over here yet. I just haven't dug hard enough, I'm sure. But like we talk about the pain factor, Ramsey even talks about the pain factor of how much less painful it is when we swipe a debit card versus cash, and how much even less painful it is when we swipe a credit card versus cash. But the effect on the brain on sticking your little wrist out for your watch or sticking your phone out is drastically less than even swiping a card. And so, of course, companies are capitalizing on this to so that they, because if we make it less painful, the more likely they're going to buy and buy and buy, and the debt's just going to keep going up. And so we stop. Don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution, and we'll help you get there. We know some of you are on limited incomes. We want to help you get there.
I know you're going
Yeah.
here, but send it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the whole point. We've got everything. We've got very, cost-effective like group classes that are not very expensive,
Exactly.
where you can be around
Exactly.
people that are exactly in your situation and sympathize with you and know you're not alone. You're
Yeah.
not the only one
Very
looking around
important.
saying, is this, I just don't, this doesn't feel right. Like I don't know. Go on. Okay. It's, you're not alone. You're not alone in feeling this just doesn't feel right. Something feels wrong in my gut. Take charge, take action in your life.
Exactly.
and make that change. We all did it. And was it hard? Yeah,
Yes.
it was really hard, but I don't regret it for a single second.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm so happy I did, because now life is so much less stressful.
100%.
And
Yeah.
so please, please, please reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you so
Yes.
much and help you
Definitely.
find the freedom when you just feel like you're drowning right now.
Yes. And the another thing is too, with the buy now, pay later, guys, it's the FOMO. It's the fear of missing out. And listen, here's the thing. I'm going to give you something radical, okay? So just take with me. This lovely thing, if you scroll on it for more than 30 minutes a day, especially on TikTok or on Instagram, wherever you see those reels or the stories of the people looking happy because they have a whole bunch of stuff that they bought, let me just tell you, first and foremost, you're seeing a very short snippet of their life. Second, studies have shown that if you actually get off your phone, you go touch some grass and go talk to actual people and not on the phone, you actually get to do something called being content. And it's really cool. And you know, it's oh, I want to get this because listen, just wait for the next wave. It'll probably be on sale in about 4 months because fashion industry being what fashion industry is, it will come around. Books will come back, movies will come back, the events will come back, you know, and a lot of people will be like, oh, but I want to go hang out with my friend. I want to have this experience. Go to the park, man. Those are free. Pack some PB&J sandwiches. Go have fun with your friends in a park where you can play giant chess. One of our parks here has a giant chessboard. It's really fun. And we reenact the Harry Potter scene all the time. That queen. And
I went to
literally,
a
we.
Renaissance fair this weekend, so
See?
I'm there.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm going to a craft festival tomorrow with my parents where it's $10 to get in, but it's literally 150 acres of craft stuff. And I'm like, I'm going there. Am I going to buy stuff? Probably not. But it's going to be a fun thing that I can actually go and talk to my parents, talk to the people. But don't be afraid to miss out on something that you want just because you don't want to take the time to get it. So if you want $150 shoes, start saving for it, man. Like, don't get into debt just for something that is something you want right now. Wait and see what it is. So that's just my little rant for the day. I'm
I
sorry,
love
guys.
it.
You're just
I
getting
love
all of these rants. It's
it.
awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining CrossShield Financial. Like I said, we are CrossShield Financial. And if you have questions or if you would like to have a consultation, we have for a free 15-minute consultation. So down below, you'll find the links where you can meet up with Nick or Rudy or Amanda, and you can get a free 15-minute consultation with your money, your finances. You can find out, hey, maybe this works. Maybe I need to do this. This would be great. We also have all of our links down below where you can find out about group coaching. You can find our website. You can find all our social medias. And another cool thing, if you guys are enjoying this style of the podcast, we are also launching a second podcast called Too Many S's. That's going to be
I
coming
love
out.
this.
It's so much fun. I love it. It's going to be all about spending, saving, and strategies. And it's going to be super fun. We are going to be launching that on June 21st. So please make sure that you keep up, listen to that, as well as this podcast is actually going to be staying on YouTube, but also going to be available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. So please make sure that you check on those. We would love to hear from you guys. So please make sure to like this video. Get that little bell notification so you never miss a time that we actually post. And subscribe, feel free to share, and even comment. And because we'd love to hear from you guys. So thank you all so much for joining us today. We hope you have an amazing day, that you get some coffee or tea, and happy savings.